Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha. Thank you for joining us here today. Today right on The Key, we're going to be examining a question that, you know, people often ask. And that question is concerning one of the way stations and mawaqif of the Day of Resurrection. As you know, the Day of Resurrection is a process, right? It begins from the time of death and finally finishes once we've entered, you know, heaven, you know, or, you know, hell, God forbid, right? And so we go through a various series of stages, or what we call mawaqif. We call these way stations or stopping points. And at each of these stations, right, something occurs, something very important occurs. Like, for example, the first thing, for example, is death. Then we enter the grave where we're asked about our actions. Then we're raised from the dead. And then, you know, the Day of Resurrection begins. And, you know, and then, you know, other things occur until finally, you know, this all finishes, this whole process. One of these way stations is something that they call the scales or the mizan, right? And which has been alluded to in the Holy Quran, where God Almighty says, وَنَزَأُ مَوَازِينُ الْقِسْطِ لَيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, that we will place the scales of justice on the day of, for the Day of Resurrection. You know, and in these scales, the actions of men will be weighed and will be assessed. All right, so this is a very complex topic. We don't want to get into it in detail. But today we want to address the question as to how can we be sure that on that day our actions will be heavy and weighty, you know, and will be significant on that day. You know, and you know, our good deeds will outweigh our bad deeds, so we can pass through this way station rapidly and with success. Fortunately, we have a tradition from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the answer to this question. Of course, in this tradition, and specifically, this is about the thing that is the most heaviest and significant action in the month of Ramadan. But there's other traditions as well, which indicate the fact that this is not limited to the month, blessed month of Ramadan, but it's equally applicable to all cases. But we can look at this tradition nevertheless. In this blessed hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man aksara fihi min as-salati alayya, thaqqala Allahu mizanahu yawma takhiffu al-mawazin." In this beautiful tradition, the Holy Prophet says that if somebody increases the benedictions and salutations that he sends upon me in this month, meaning the month of Ramadan, God Almighty will make his scales, any of those skin scales that we were talking about just now on the Day of Resurrection, he will make those scales weighty, you know, on the day when the rest of the scales are light. So this tradition indicates the fact that this salat and the benedictions that we send upon Prophet Muhammad on that day, this action, even though it's very small, seems to be very insignificant and very something that's very rapidly and easily performed, nevertheless, on the Day of Resurrection, this causes the scales to become heavy. In fact, in one tradition, which echoes this one, it says, there is nothing that's more heavy on the scales on the Day of Resurrection than the salawat and the benedictions upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his holy progeny. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were examining the virtues and benefits of the salawat upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his holy progeny. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.